Welcome to your typical shonen protagonist. He's Kai, I'm Kels, and this is a show where we explore and duel, our way through different anime series, and this episode continues our look at Yu-Gi-Oh! Duelist Kingdom. And now we get on to the meat of season one.
Yeah, because that was just the first episode, like I said.
Yeah, we spent like 10 minutes talking about episode one.
Yes.
And from here, it gets better, worse.
It gets wild, is what it gets. Like,
yes.
Moving forward, the next thing you see is season two. Big surprise, Yugi's grandfather is back in the hospital.
You said episode two?
Episode two, yeah, my bad. Sorry. It's so, like I said. So,
No, episode two is Joey gets trained how to be a duelist by Grandpa.
He ends up back in the hospital by the end of that episode, though, right? Or is that episode three?
You got me messed up, man. Okay. I don't know. So what happens with episode two is, you know, they're watching more duelists, and you meet Rex Raptor, and you watch Weevil Underwood, you know, beat him up. These are two new weird themed characters. And Yugi gets a package from
Maximilian, what is Texas.
It? Yeah, it's like that's the one. So that's the company that makes Duel Monsters. That's run by Pegasus. He gets a package, and the package has a glove, star chips, and a VHS tape. And Yugi is like, "Let's watch this random VHS tape that I didn't know I was gonna get." He puts it in the VCR. Boom, Shadow Game. Pegasus on the screen. We're now in this new Shadow Realm, and the VCR tape tells me how much time I have to win the duel or lose something. Of course, he loses, because we need the story to go on, and Grandpa's soul gets sucks into the television, because why not? And now you have the setup for the, what is it, Duelist Island?
Duelist Kingdom.
Yes, Duelist Kingdom.
Which is an island with a sand location that you never see, by the way.
You said sand location?
Yeah, because like when you get to the island, you see the different terrains and elements, and they show off a sand one, but like they never do anything on the sand, so I'm confused.
Well, I mean, we've got this one fight coming up shortly that makes use of the water, but
yeah.
Yeah. So, of course, to save Grandpa, they've got to go on this adventure they're being goaded into, which is get on this boat and come to Duelist Island, to the Duelist Kingdom, fight in the tournament, and fight Pegasus to get Grandpa back. Of course they go.
And then as they go, you know, to Taya and Tristan sneak on the boat, which is very important because they are not duelists.
Exactly. Joey has like Yugi gives Joey his like invitation card because he gets two of them. He's like, here's an invitation card and here's some star chips. You're in. Don't mess it up. Taya and Tristan don't have anything like that. They're just whole sneaking on the boat.
Which is great.
Why? Who? What are they going to do? Tell us no? We have to go. We're the cheerleading squad. Which is a big part of winning these duels, actually.
Yeah, because the power of friendship, which is like, let's draw a circle in case we forget that we're right next to each other.
Yeah, man, all I got to do is look up my hand. It doesn't make sense without my other friends, which it still doesn't make sense.
It's so bad. It's got love for kids though.
Yeah, man. So everybody gets on the boat, and now we're meeting these other duelists. Suddenly we meet, suddenly Yugi and team meet Weevil, the regional champion, blah. They meet Weevil, and Weevil's, you know, underhanded and trying to, you know, beat the game before they get to the island. So he's like, hey, can I see the thing that beat the undefeated champion? Can I see Exodia? And Yugi, being an idiot, is like, sure. Here's Exodia, the forbidden one.
Yes, which he just showed everybody because, you know, not that forbidden, I guess.
So what happens?
What happens is Weevil, being the biggest prick on the feet of the planet, takes it, rips it up, and throws it into the ocean. But then you got bro Joey, who's from Brooklyn, who jumps off the cruise ship into the water.
Never swam a day in his life. Just square jumps off the boat to take care of Yugi's Exodia.
But no hesitation, though. Mad respect.
No, square. Just like, oh, I gotta go get those cards. I don't care if the boat, you know, below the boat is 40 feet down. Whatever.
Yeah, you know, you gotta do it for the gram, bro.
Yeah, man. So, Exodia's gone. The rest of the tournament has to be done without the thing that clinched the biggest victory.
Yeah, and it's sad. I'm not gonna lie. It's very sad. Like, and I personally loved Exodia. And you get, but the cool thing about Exodia leaving is you see why Yugi is aforementioned the King of Games. Like, and he finds so many inventive ways to win, or inventive ways to cheat, I should say. Like,
we'll give it to him. The show doesn't say he's cheated for real.
Like, there's, okay, Kaiba literally hacks cheating, into I guess. The game to destroy a monster so he can win. That's what Kaiba does for Yugi.
Man, what monster was that?
That was the blue eyes.
Oh, okay, yeah, we'll come back to that. That square does happen with Ghost Kaiba. So everybody gets to the island, right? It's now to actually do this tournament. What's the first match of the tournament for real? Weevil versus Yugi.
Yes, and it's like some real... Is that where we get the theme song? Like the just like rock song that starts playing?
No. The only real song I remember comes from the... Which we're getting ahead of ourselves. From the Yugi and Joey fight at the end of the show.
Because there is another rock season song that plays, and I'm going to try and remember what that is and come back to it. But the first duel, like you said, is between Yugi and Weevil. And Weevil just cheating, being underhanded. Well, trying to cheat. I guess that wasn't really cheating by luring Yugi.
So this is where they introduce the field advantages, which plays into the rest of like the island. There's all manner of terrain on the island that benefits or, you know, negatively impacts different kind of monsters. It's all BS. But it works for this show. So, you know, they get off the boat. Yugi's like, Weevil, come back here. And, you know, Weevil runs away until they get to a clearing. And then this clearing has the dual field that's set up specifically for, like, bug monsters.
Yeah.
To which, that doesn't matter. Because Yugi just wins. I forget how he wins. It's all probably something dumb.
It is. He wins by, like... He wins by his summoned skull. Wait. Yeah, he wins by getting the monster wet. His summoned skull uses lightning.
Right.
I believe. Right. To the giant moth. I believe that's how that ends. I'm pretty sure. Like, 100%.
Yeah, I could see that. To which... Okay. That makes sense. But Yugi wins. And then it's Joey's turn. Intro, My Valentine. He's trying to sucker Joey into taking the big L for his two star chips. So that he's out of the tournament too.
For his one star chip at that point. He got his second one from Mai.
Right. Because the you know, yeah. Yeah.
And the whole Joey and Mai dynamic is just the whole thing, like, because Joey, she sees Joey as a chump, but Joey's like, you gotta have values, like, what are you duel for, Mai? I duel for my sister's blindness that is also killing her, apparently. And I'm just like, okay. And Mai's like, I duel for things and possessions, and like, I'm basically a harlot. because this is the way I live my life.
Bless that harlot. But yeah, I mean, my's out for my, right? And all of it's a front. We'll find that out later. But no, totally. Like, my sees Joey as this square chump, and your friends are dumb, and believing in your friends to believe in you is dumb, and I'm going to teach you a lesson all of my own.
Because you're dumb. But Mai is also out here using the power of cheating, because that's what all of Yu-Gi-Oh! Is. It's just figuring out who can cheat the best.
Man, so the one thing with Mai, every time we see her duel, she pulls the same card run. Like, there's no difference. It's always Harpy's Lady plus, like, the power up to Harpy's Lady, the armor. And then it's Harpy's Pet Dragon. And then the multiply Harpy's Ladies. And it's the same play, but literally every time. Mm-hmm. However, this time, she's playing the I'm a Psychic. And I can just know what cards get drawn.
Yes, because she sprays a different perfume on it, which is kind of an ingenious way of cheating. And then Joey wins by his power, which is Aspool Luck, because he closes his eyes and smells the perfume.
Yep. No, Joey always wins or loses by Baby Dragon.
Well, I mean,
does the Time Wizard play well for him, or does the Time Wizard lose the match for him?
It's basically Time Wizard is the crutch of his attack, because he did, like, beat Raptor without it. And then that's, again, we're getting ahead of ourselves. But this whole, so basically, Joey ends up winning the fight by, like, Yugi's assistance and help from the sidelines, which is actually important, because we'll come back to that later. So he beats Mai, and then Mai is, like, upset with herself, but then somehow also develops the hots for Joey while being conflicted for that.
So the big I'm a big fan of Joey's story arc through the first season. Like, it's some punk trying to learn how to play this game, and all for a specific cause. And through the show, he gets better up until, like, the finals.
Yeah. You know?
To which he goes up against Yugi, where there's no beating Yugi unless you whole ass steal his grandpa. Mid-match, right? If you put a timer on the match on a VCR, you can beat Yugi. But yeah, so he beats Mai, and Mai's like, what is this mess? Like, what? And then, you know, scoffing at the respect that she actually has for him. So Joey beats Mai, and then we move on to
is Mako next?
Let me see. Yes, Mako is next.
Yes, and the Mako fight is, like, my favorite, to be honest.
Everybody's got a backstory, man.
Like, his just starts out of nowhere, which makes it my favorite. Mako Tsunami, which is cool, still one of the dopest names in all of anime, is a fisherman, like, water-type duelist. So Joey and Tristan Spellfish on the ledge. They run over, start eating the fish. Taya and Yugi join them, and while they're joining them, like, Mako pops out of the ocean like Poseidon. And he's like, oh, who are you? And then he's like, you can't take my fish. And it's like, oh, I'm Yugi Moto. You're Yugi. You defeated Kaiba. Let's be, like, best friends and such. So
you can now have my fish. Take my fish. It's cool.
Yeah, so Home Dudes gets the fish. And so they're eating the fish and everything. And then you got my guy Mako, who's like, ha, ha, ha. This was all according to plan. And then he comes out here.
You walked right into my trap.
Yes, which was all of, like, him luring them there so he could duel, like, anybody, really, but duel Yugi. Yeah. So he's, like, started dueling Yugi, and they get a split battlefield, which is actually really cool. Half of it was ocean, half of it was land. All the Mako's monsters are water monsters. And Yugi's really just trying to get a hold of what's going on, because all of Mako's monsters appear underwater.
Which means they're invisible for some reason.
Yes. So how Yugi handles this is by summoning monsters and watching them all die. And then Mako pulls out some pretty strong monsters, and then Mako's like, the sea is forgiving. It'll never, like, it'll always hurt you. And then
we get his backstory.
No, and then what it gets me is Yugi knows exactly what happened to Mako with no context. He's like, you don't mean that your father was killed in the ocean. And I'm like, what?
Yes, he was taken from me. He didn't have enough time to tie me and him to the mast. So I'm going to buy a boat and I'm going to find him somewhere. Because this hasn't been 15 years between my dad dying and me being here.
Yeah, and it was like a really cool story. Because I feel like later in Yu-Gi-Oh! The series, Mako actually finds his dad. I can't remember.
Does he?
Don't hold me to that. Like I said,
yeah, don't get my hopes up now.
Yeah, but I think so. We're going to rewatch it all, so we shall see. So that's going on. And then, like, Yugi's basically losing because none of his monsters can fight the sea. And Mako has a superpowered jellyfish that can absorb lightning attacks, which Yugi was going to use. So Yugi summons a wolf and then uses a moon trap card. And then the wolf dies. And then Yugi summons... most of the field gets wiped away. So there's, like, really just a spot. And Yugi's like, well, time to summon the stone warrior. Like, giant stone guardian or something.
Yeah.
And then Yugi's like, by the way, my name is Piccolo. And, like, destroys the moon. And
the seas reside. Like, so the big thing with this whole match is Mako's been encroaching on his land. So Yugi's been losing, like, spaces to play, because that's how the game works, apparently. So he finally plays the Stone Soldier, and then he blows up the moon, and then the seas reside, and the Mako's monsters are now revealed. Okay. So, of course, Yugi wins. By BS, it's okay.
Yeah.
So from here, we get our boy, Mokuba. Right. So yes. Mokuba's in a beanie and a bandana, you know, playing square more hood than he can actually afford to be, trying to beat up Yugi to save Kaiba, because Kaiba, this whole Kaiba side story where Pegasus is trying to take over Kaiba Corp, and the Kaiba Corp sort of board of directors is all on board. Everyone's evil. So they say, all right, well, we've got to kill Kaiba. We've got to kill Seto Kaiba, and we need at least one Kaiba family member to be able to make this transfer happen. So they're hunting down Seto Kaiba throughout this entire season. And this is where we sort of get into the Kaiba is a super smart hacker, James Bond, you know, spy person.
Yeah, it's like he's extremely intelligent as well. So he's like well-rounded. He's not like a nerd. He's like a well-rounded, like, you know, type of douchebag nerd. You know? Yeah, douchebag nerd. And
so during the Mokuba fight, I believe this is where we get that sort of the henchmen break into Kaiba's room with the finger guns just pointing at him. And Kaiba steals, like, he puts all of his files in a bag and then jumps out the frickin' window into the sea. And it's like, okay, well, Kaiba's just probably dead. So Mokuba is trying to figure out, you know, hey, I gotta save my brother. All of this stuff is happening. I've escaped from Pegasus because he had me. And I need to defeat you to save him. I need to defeat you, Yugi, to save him. So there's this sort of fight to which it's interrupted.
Yeah, interrupted by not Kimo. Yeah, Kimo interrupts it.
Yeah.
No, Kimo doesn't interrupt
no,
it. He
no, I think Mokuba's like, hey, we're Yugi's like, hey, I get it. Let me help you. I will make this happen. You know. Enter Ghost Kaiba.
Yes, I love Ghost Kaiba. It is Ghost Kaiba is like, hey guys, I'm Seto, and he talks with the echo, which is like really the reverb echo is really kind of nice. I gotta say, I don't hate it. It's a fun time.
That's how you know he's evil, right?
Yeah, like his reverb echo is about that life, and he's like, hey, you don't have a ghost of a chance, and he makes horrible puns. Like, it's really great. Like, Ghost Kaiba is the best character in all of Yu-Gi-Oh, and I just need everybody to understand that. He's pretty
up there. But of course, Ghost Kaiba has Kaiba's deck.
Yes, because, you know, the finger gun people went and stole it.
Bingo. And now it's Yugi versus Ghost Kaiba. And Yugi's like, this can't be Kaiba. There's no way. He's not here. And of course, Ghost Kaiba's like, yes, I'm Ghost Kaiba. Look at all my Kaiba cards. I can't possibly be anyone other than Kaiba. So Ghost Kaiba winds up with this like big play with blue eyes, white dragons everywhere, and Yugi's down. Enter regular Kaiba as Hacker Master General.
Yes, who's just here and ready to be the best dang Kaiba he can be. Like,
so he sneaks into his own super secret backups like lair, and then he's trying to break into Pegasus' like Duelist Kingdom internet server or whatever to get to the specific location Ghost Kaiba and Yugi are dueling to be able to help.
Yeah, and he like starts hacking the system, like, which is wild because Ghost Kaiba's out here making the same move, like stopping Kaiba or stopping Yugi, because Yugi can't beat Ghost Kaiba since he doesn't have Exodia anymore. That's what everybody believes. That's even what Yugi or Kaiba believes until, you know, his computer, whose name we don't know, tells him otherwise. So Kaiba, real Kaiba, starts hacking and is like, yo, they didn't tell you that I was a savage, and like starts hacking and basically deteriorates Ghost Kaiba's blue eyes that he's using as Yugi. And everybody's like, what's going on? What's happening? And then like Kaiba starts shouting for Yugi to win, and Yugi uses his magical powers to hear him.
And then Yugi's like, you're not Kaiba, and Ghost Kaiba's like, you're right. I'm Ghost Kaiba. And he tears off his skinny Kaiba skin to show this weird, amorphous, gross person.
Yeah, it's really disgusting. And he's like, I'm the Kaiba that you sent to the Shadow Realm, but, you know, home dude bought me back. And I'm like, oh, okay.
To which, Yugi wins. Ghost Kaiba's banished again. And Mokuba is kidnapped again.
Yeah, and it's just, and then they kind of just are like, yeah, whatever, it happens. And then they meet up with Mai again.
Yep, so they meet up with Mai, and Mai's like, hey, here's some food. I don't want y'all to out here and straight die on me. I need to beat you. So she's being more friendly. She goes off in the middle of the woods at night and winds up getting kidnapped and forced into a duel with an unknown duelist. No, actually, we haven't quite made it to that point, actually. We got Joey Wheeler and Rex. So May hasn't kidnapped yet. May has suckered Rex into fighting Joey for her.
Might be.
And this is where the whole, oh, you've got to fight me on your own, Joey, without the help of your friends, or you forfeit.
Yeah, which is some, like, straight, like, the whole, and that's what I was talking about earlier with the throwback to Yugi always helping Joey, like, or having to help Joey to win that fight.
Yep. And then Tristan is all mad because he doesn't believe in Joey, but he cares, you know? So there's the whole storyline with that in that episode. Joey wins, of course, because he's actually a pretty okay duelist when fate is on his side.
Yeah.
And the big part is he gets Rex Raptor's Red Eyes Black Dragon out of this match.
True, which is like the whole... Which is, it's funny because it's like the super rare card that no one knows existed. And like, Joey just luckily gets it. Like, he is a luck based if I don't know what. So he gets Red Eyes.
Mm-hmm. Which adds to his play, right? His whole play has been, all right, draw Time Wizard, draw Baby Dragon, hope it goes well, get Thousand Year Dragon, and then win. That hangs up every now and again because Time Wizard is luck based.
Yeah, so
this gives him a play that's, you know, consistent outside of that.
Yeah, so he has an actual strategy now. So he gets Red Eyes, and then Rex is like, dang it, but you know, he still has Star Chips. It's for, like, we haven't seen anyone get eliminated since that kid that Mokuba stole his chips. So.
Yes.
And then they go to, like, celebrate by walking around the forest or something. I don't know. And then nighttime happens, and then we meet Mai again.
So, yes. So this is in the woods, right? And what happens here is, all right, we're camping. It's nighttime. We're just hanging out. Bakura shows up. And everyone's like, where the have you been, Bakura?
Yeah. And Bakura's like, I've been living my best life, you know? Like, and like, he's just like, I've just been here like you guys have been. Like, it's basically what he like, tells everybody.
I'm not enrolled in this tournament. I'm just here.
Yeah, and it's like, it's really just weird because they just don't question it. They're like,
no.
Yeah, you're right.
And Bakura's like, want a duel? And they're like, okay, sure. It's a duel without consequences. Finally, a chance to take a break. To which everything's got consequences. Don't ever duel. It's not safe.
Yeah. Like,
so it's a shadow realm. It's a shadow duel where, Bakura, because Bakura's got the Millennium Ring, and the Millennium Ring is evil. So this is Yami Bakura, the spirit of the ring. So Yami Bakura is like, hey, I'm going to steal all of your friends and put them into the cards that are their favorites. And you're going to have to duel for them. And if they lose, then they're just banished to the Shadow Realm.
And, like, the funny part is, this is when they also figure out that Yugi is two separate people. Because Yugi inhabits the Dark Magician as his favorite card. And then
they steal the spirit of the puzzle that exists to run the game.
Yeah, and they're like, who is this? Like, what is going on? And they're like, who's that big guy? And Yugi's like, I don't know, but I trust him. And everybody else is like, bet, we trust him too. Like, so
good enough for me.
Yeah, basically. So, and then they start dueling, and this is where the real four kids comes back into play. Like we didn't say earlier, the Shadow Realm, it's the Shadow Realm and four kids, and the Japanese, it's death. So they're playing a game of life or death right now. And if these characters die or gets into the quote graveyard, they're gone forever.
Yeah. So, which we do see some of that, right?
Yeah.
So, Joey sacrifices himself. And he gets sent to the graveyard where he has to run away from the Reaper of Cards.
Yeah. And it's
which
just
is like, pretty dope.
Yeah. And then that, like, this whole thing that happens next is kind of like dope because we kind of see why Tay is all like friendship and equality and blah, blah, blah. Because her favorite monster is Magician of Hope, or is that the name of it? Or,
oh, hell's blazes. You got me looking this up on the fly.
It's Magician of something. We'll just call it the Magician of Hope. I'm going to be confident about it.
Keep filling time. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, so she summons a Magician of Hope, who's like power... Magician of Faith. That's what it is. So
yeah, I'm betting you're right.
She summons the... Or she inhabits her favorite card, which is a Magician of Faith. And then she starts, like, crying, which is the special ability of that monster. And the tear lets
Lady
it bring...
Lady of Faith.
Lady of Faith, my bad.
Like it matters.
So lets her bring back one card, and then Yugi's like, "We already like bringing back Dark. We already bringing back Monster Reborn because you know, like Joey's coming back, and he does that, and Joey comes back, and like, it's just a scene because it's like, Yami Yugi has alternate confidence that you know, like." Hey, my boy is good. He's coming back. And it's kind of a wholesome scene, and I enjoyed it. Meanwhile, Bakura is like, F these kids. Because, like, he's just kind of done. And yep. So he summons, like, other Bakura, like, or the real Bakura. It's not the spirit of the Millennium Necklace. That's
oh, yeah. What. So. I'm still looking at this, but we're finished with the duel, right?
Yeah, or I'm just saying that, so Bakura summons...
So on the card, you were right, it's Magician of Faith, so Bakura okay. summons.
Yeah, Bakura summons... Bakura summons Change of Heart, which is, like, inhabited by the good, pure Bakura, who's not the evil one trying to duel these people. So yep. good Bakura is like, nah, screw this, like, you know, I'm squad till I die. So he actually changes and... betrays the bad evil Bakura, and they use Change of Faith to like, and then Yugi's like, oh, I have magical powers too. Yami, the one who is doing the dueling, is like, I have magical powers as well, and then like, I'm gonna use my Millennium Puzzle to switch back your souls. So evil Bakura is the card, and Yugi destroys him with his Dark Magician attack.
Yeah, and then he winds up in the graveyard, and we're like, all right, well, Yami Bakura is gone. All of the evil's destroyed. The day is saved.
Yeah.
For right. all of, hold on, that would be episode 13. And then, I'd say a good 10 episodes of it lasting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this random one-off fight that didn't have anything to do with the tournament, but meant people's souls, was just played.
Yeah.
Enter May Valentine.
And May Valentine has been kidnapped, and...
So she wanders off, sort of, you know, to go do whatever she's going to do in the middle of the woods. And suddenly, Squad hears a scream. You know, and they run off to find out what's going on. May has just been forced into a fight by, what are they called?
By an enforcer or
an eliminator?
Yes. I think it's an eliminator. Something cringy like that.
Yeah, there's a specific word for it. I can find it momentarily. Yep, Eliminator. Pegasus hires certain duelists to just go around and win and take people's star chips. So, of course, he's got this double road gauntlet for like 20 star chips instead of just 10.
Yeah, it's broken.
And he forces people into dueling him, and then he beats them with fear. Hence the name Panic, because they're scared of him. Mai just got beat. She still has star chips, but it's like a crazy emotional rough loss.
Yeah.
So what do you have to do? You're Yugi. What do you do?
You're Yugi. You're like, I got to stand up for the homie, even though she's not the homie. And she was like really bad and rude, but she fed us. So, you know, respect. So Yugi goes all out to, he's like, there's only one way to deal with bullies, Joey. Not beat them up like you were going to do, but beat them up with magic cards.
Send them to the Shadow Realm.
So Yugi, like, goes all out to, like, fight Panic, and there's this whole kind of beauty to the fight, where it's like Yugi is, or Yami, the spirit, is overcoming fear and panic, and everybody's worried about him, and then like panic starts shooting fire and whatnot, and he's just like, yo, it is what it is.
Like, yeah, Yami is square not scared of panic, which is pretty dope. You know, no matter about the darkness of not being able to see the cards or the physical danger that panic literally puts him in.
Yeah.
I think, is this the first place we see Swords of Revealing Light?
This is, yes. This is the first time we see the Swords of Revealing Life too. That, like, automatic, it's funny because the Swords of Revealing Life is... What's the thing? It's a double-edged sword because it's what's keeping the Castle of Darkness up.
Yeah, so that's the big thing, right? So the Revealing Light stops the opponent from doing anything for three turns. You know, their monsters can't do anything. They're stuck.
Yeah.
And Yugi destroys, like, the flotation ring on the... fortress that's stopping everything from being damaged. So as soon as Swords of Revealing Light dispels at the end of the three turns, the fortress drops on Panic's monsters, and then he loses.
Yeah, so it's like, it's kind of like he did it to himself, which is sad, really? Funny, but true.
Yeah, like that's the best way to do it, you know? Make it his fault for losing.
Yeah, which, you know, is kind of reflective to show that, hey, well, you know, it's over, it's done, we won, like, saved Mai, she's got her star chips, we all good. Or are we?
That's a good question. So... that's where we have to end it for this episode. Don't forget to check out this show on Spotify and the video upload on YouTube. Also, follow us on Twitter at YourTSP. That's URTSP, as we live tweet our research, share memes, and interact with the community of wonderful weebs. When we come back, we're really kicking off with a surprisingly... important duel. So our boy Kaiba isn't dead, and he's no longer stuck in his super fortress of hackerdom. Kaiba's made it to the Duelist Kingdom Island, and we're gonna find out what is his first duel on the island.
Yes, it is gonna be a fun one, so stay tuned to see all that and the other annex on the next episode of
Your typical shonen protagonist.
He stole my line, but yeah, your typical shonen protagonist.